Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk. You're listening to the 1 hour of radio that I absolutely love the most with all of my heart. It's Think Realty Radio. Are you excited? I'm excited. I have an awesome guest today, one of my really good friends, Matt Wood from Atlanta. I live in Atlanta. He lives in Atlanta. Well, Matt, do you technically live in Atlanta, or are you like so outside the perimeter? Atlanta is
I'm big time ITP, Avi.
Thank you. Thank you. Inside the perimeter. Another one of my inside the perimeter buddies. That's a good thing. I'm excited because today's show is going to be all about Matt's story, how to master a market, what does that really mean, and some of the biggest mistakes Matt and his team have made that you can learn from. That's coming up right now. But Matt, welcome to the show, man. Super excited to have you.
Thanks so much for having me on. I'm pumped.
Awesome. Give us a little bit of background on who you are and what you do.
Sure thing. So I am born and raised in Atlanta, went to the University of Georgia, and I majored in real estate and finance. But when I left school in 2010, it was at the bottom of the market in the downturn. And so I actually came out of school and went into consulting, into a day job that was not really related to real estate. But I still had that passion, that desire to be involved in real estate in some way. So in 2012 and 13, I teamed up with my business partner, Mike O'Connor, and we started investing in some properties. We bought a single-family home, and then we scaled that up to a 32-unit apartment complex, and then a 16-unit apartment complex, and a 100-unit apartment complex. So we grew in the multifamily space over a period of a few years and had a blast with it. And we got our licenses along the way. So I'm a licensed agent in Georgia. I spend a lot of time working with homebuyers and sellers, and specifically with investors. And then about a year ago, Mike and I started a property management business. It's called Perimeter Property Services. And we have been running that business. It's grown quickly. We're at almost 200 doors now. And it's been a lot of fun. So I'm now full-time in the real estate world, not in the day job anymore. And I've gone all in. So it's been a blast.
That's neat, man. Help me understand that mindset leap that it took you to go from, say, full-time corporate guy to full-time real estate investor. Because I'm sure for a lot of people listening, that's like a really scary thing. And they're thinking, well, geez, is this even possible? Can I make this happen? What do I need to do? Like, what?
Definitely. It was scary. It was scary because my wife had left her teaching profession, so she was stay-at-home full-time. We had our second kid on the way, so we were looking at doing our own health care. So all of the fun things that you really don't want to be worried about when you're looking to quit your day job. But I had educated myself over a period of several years, again, going back to really college when I majored in real estate, but then doing the dirty work and investing and actually putting my money where my mouth is to build a track record before I left my day job. And it took a lot of time. It took a lot of hustle on nights and weekends and lunch breaks while I was still working to give myself the confidence that when I did quit the day job, I wasn't just entering this new territory and this new unknown space. I had a really good feeling about what I was going into, but it was still scary for sure.
So is hustle just a buzzword for you? Like, what do you mean by hustle? Like, do I have to stay up late at night figuring this stuff out or what? Like, help me understand what reality is.
So it's sort of a two-part word for me in the sense that I'm just really passionate about entrepreneurship and business. So I kind of naturally wake up excited about it. Like when I go on vacation, I have to like remind myself to put my phone down and stop like thinking about what the next step is. So part of it is a little bit of a natural intrinsic type hustle that I think you probably share, Abhi. But the other part of it is just the reality that if I'm working in a day job that I want to get out of, it's going to require an additional level of effort. And if it was easy, I think everybody would do it. So you really do have to kind of grind it out, hustle and make mistakes, right? But then learn from those mistakes and then just dive in.
No, for sure. And I'm with you. I mean, I think everybody listening is, in fact, a hustler, right? Like we work really long hours. We understand what it takes to take it to the next level. But then in this world, it can be a little bit different. And especially when you're finding deals and understanding the markets and things like this, and you're like, well, fine, right? Like, Matt, I get it. You've convinced me to hustle harder, to learn more about real estate investing, and I understand that. But, you know, where do I start with understanding my market? How does that make any sense? What does it really mean to master my market before I jump in? How did you master your market? What are some of the steps that you took?
Well, and the other factor to weigh in that is that a lot of people that are investing in this market in Atlanta don't even live in this market and perhaps have never even been to the state of Georgia. And so whether you live here or whether you don't live here and you're looking to invest or get involved in real estate, you have to network. You've got to grow your relationship base with whether it's agents or contractors or property managers or other investors, other people that have really rolled up their sleeves before in the past and they've gotten involved in real estate. You've got to build that network so you can bounce ideas off, so you can ask opinions and really gather that information. Then you'll start to formulate your own kind of gut feeling and thoughts about a market. Mm-hmm. And I think once you have done that diligence in terms of the networking and the educational component, you'll come to a point, whether it's 1 month into the process or 1 year into the process, you'll come to a point where you have to look at yourself in the mirror and just say, am I ready for this? And if so, I got to pull the trigger. And you trust your gut. You have to trust your gut. Because otherwise, you can just have paralysis by analysis and never make a move.
So let's talk about paralysis of analysis for a second. But, you know, what if you're not tall enough to see yourself in the mirror, right? Like, then what do you do? I mean, I face that problem every day, man. I mean, I need a step stool just to, like – anyway, that's more of a self-deprecating joke. Let's talk about paralysis of analysis. What does that mean? Have you found yourself in a state of paralysis of analysis? How did you get yourself out of it?
Good question. I have. I found myself in that state. For me and for other listeners out there, I think it starts with your goals, right? Like if you can set a tangible goal that says within a reasonable time frame, let's call it 6 months or a year or whatever makes sense for you, I want to buy one property. And if you have a goal a year from now that you want to buy one property, you have to walk it back, right? You have to say, well, in monthly or quarterly increments, I need to take these steps. And once you have checked those steps off the list, whether it's offering on a property or meeting with an agent or driving through every single neighborhood in the zip code you're interested in, once you have kind of methodically checked some of those boxes off the list, you can look at your goal sheet and you can say, all right, I'm ready. You know, if people over time who have been involved in real estate or in entrepreneurship have not been successful without taking risk. Risk is just a factor. It's going to be a factor. You can't avoid it. But if you can eliminate some of the risk by educating yourself and taking, again, these sort of methodical, planned out steps, you at least reduce the uncertainty in the risk.
Reducing the uncertainty in the risk. I like that. And then I feel also you have market risk, obviously, but then you also have risk of not doing any deals if you're a first-time investor. How do I get over that hump?
Sure. A couple ways. As a first-time investor, you know, I've mentioned before building your network. I've mentioned, you know, working with whether it's a real estate agent that really knows the market. Another option, and this is just what happened to work well for me, is partnering with somebody. You know, I think I mentioned Mike O'Connor. He and I have been partners for the last 6+ years. We're 50-50 on just about everything. We fill kind of gaps. You know, he has certain traits and I have certain traits, but the biggest benefit to me is that we can bounce ideas off of each other. And, you know, when we're about to jump off that cliff and sign the closing documents to buy a property, at least we're going in you know, together, right? Like, and that's helpful. So partnering is not for everybody. But I think if you can have some people in your corner, whether it's a specific partner that's investing in a deal or some mm-hmm. wise counsel, then that can certainly help ease a little bit of the uncertainty.
Completely agreed. We got to go to break, though. So, Matt, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
PerimeterPropertyServices.com is the best way.
Awesome. Think Realty Nation, you heard it here, PerimeterPropertyServices.com. Get in touch with me at ThinkRealtyRadio.com. You can also text the word ASK to 96270. I have some interesting technology that I've been using, as you can tell. So make sure that you text 96270. Text the word ASK to that number, and you'll get a response with your question. Alrighty. Don't go anywhere. Matt and I are coming right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Kolhar after these messages.
Join Think Realty Radio host Avi Kolhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Text RADIO to 96270 to register for this two-day power-packed event where you can make deals, network, and learn from local and nationwide real estate experts, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Text RADIO to 96270 to register now. Visit thinkrealty.com for details.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Learn how you can save thousands with a 1031 exchange. Learn how to avoid making costly mistakes by claiming a virtual seat at homeinvest.com/1031. Learn strategies on how not to miss IRS deadlines, committing to one deal without a backup plan, and why you shouldn't just take the cash. Avoid these mistakes and more when selling property by joining our free class now. A 1031 exchange is smart strategy to invest, but you need to do your homework. Go to homeinvest.com/1031 now. Home Invest, smart real estate investing.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. And guess who I'm speaking with? My buddy Matt Wood at PerimeterPropertyServices.com. Have any questions, get in touch with him there. If you have any questions for me, we've enabled the use of awesome technology via the interwebs. You can now text message the word ASK. A-S-K, ask. I've been told to really enunciate that for obvious reasons. Text message the word ask to 96270 with your question. I'm here for you. All right, let's start the conversation again with Matt Wood. Welcome back. What are some of the biggest wins and maybe some of the biggest challenges, failures that you've had in your real estate investing career so far?
Sure. So I can touch on one of the sort of regrets, failures, however you'd like to describe it. When we were buying our multifamily back in 2013, 14, 15, we knew that the numbers were pretty exciting. They were pretty strong. We were hitting good returns, and we were looking at additional deals. And each time we bought a deal, we would say, okay, let's take a breather and let's wait a year or 6 months or whatever that looks like. And I remember there was one deal in particular that we evaluated, and the numbers looked fantastic. And we offered on it, and we almost went under contract. I think it was for around $400,000. We were going to, you know, do bank financing on the deal. And we ended up walking away over a difference of probably $5,000. Some of it may have been pride. You know, we wanted to feel like we were winning the negotiation. Within about 2 years, that particular property that we could have had for around $400,000 sold for over $1 million. And that's not going to happen in every single market. You know, there were some unique factors with the crazy appreciation over the last couple of years, but we let a deal go by over $5,000 that, you know, looking back, we should have pulled the trigger on. And that's something that still kind of eats at me a little bit, you know. But I know every investor probably wishes they had invested a lot more money during the downturn. But it is what it is.
Yeah. How do you reconcile that with yourself? Is it just it is what it is, or do you like look at? Are you one of those people that writes about it? You'll journal about it, then take a picture, frame it, or like laminate it and put it like somewhere on your mirror where you can see it every day and be like, "This shall never happen again."
Right? I'm probably the former. The it is what it is. I don't dwell a whole lot, and that's just part of my personality. I'm a lot more sort of optimistic and sunny side up by nature. But I also think it's important to learn from those experiences and, you know, make sure that we don't make that mistake again. And on the flip side, we got pretty lucky in terms of some of the market bounce that occurred after we purchased our other holdings. And so, you know, we didn't end up, we came out on top, so to speak, from that standpoint, I think. But you always wish that you could have maybe done that one more deal at the time. And that's something that we're actively thinking about. And this kind of dovetails into sort of a market segment type question, but we're actively trying to watch the market and see what things look like so that we make a better decision next time on that sort of property.
I hear you. I mean, I've had my fair share of those situations, and I'm like, well, you know what? It's a good lesson learned. And I know what I'm going to do differently next time. Share some of your successes.
Yeah, so I would say a couple of our biggest have been on some of the properties that we bought back in, you know, in those particular years. But more recently, when we started our property management business about a year ago, we started it because we wanted to do property management better than what we had experienced as owners of properties, right? We had gone through several different property management companies, and we thought, you know what, I think we can figure this thing out. So we started Perimeter Property Services. We are currently managing 50 units that we own, but also an additional 150 from other owners. And we've tried to grow the business really organically. We haven't spent any money on marketing. We've hired really smart, capable, high qualified people. And we've tried to use systems and put systems in place so that our business can scale and grow and really add value for our owners, but also view our tenants as clients too, because I think when your tenants are happy, It's better for your owners because they potentially renew their leases and your owners are not having to spend money on turn costs. So it's been really fun as an entrepreneur to build a business and see what that sort of lifestyle has been like. It's been a blast.
That's awesome, man. I think that's really, really, really cool. It's a testament to, I feel, where you've come this entire way and in your journey. And it's also good to hear for new investors and even pro investors to know, like, hey, it's out there. You just got to keep envisioning the process and keep going down the path. Let's talk about some of the types of properties investors should be looking for in today's markets. Should it be flip? Should it be single family rentals, multifamily? If so, what size? Talk to me.
Good question. So a lot of our investors that we work with as agents, and we kind of have a full service brokerage property management business, right? So we see the investors and we help them find a deal and then we manage them. And in terms of what particular properties they should look for, I'm a big fan right now of single family rentals. I think, you know, that's just a space that's always going to be healthy, right? A 3-bedroom, 2-bath house is always going to have appeal as a rental or as a resale down the road. And so you've got your single family space as rentals. They're in quiet neighborhoods. You know, there's a lot of value there. But then also small multifamily, I think right now, is still somewhat undervalued in certain markets. The larger multifamily, the 10 plus units, is kind of the secret's kind of out, right? Like it can be tough to find those right now at the right prices. I would wait on a downturn for some of those larger deals. Right now, I'd be looking in the 1 to 4-ish unit space. For even on-market deals, we're finding a lot of deals on the FMLS right now where we're just putting in offers below asking price and making them competitive and then getting them under contract.
So I think you just said something that kind of blew my mind, right? Like, you are putting offers where and why and how are you winning that? Like, what are you doing?
Good question. So I tell all of my investors right now as a real estate agent, I tell them, look, this is going to be a volume game. We may have to offer on as many as 10, 15, 20 properties before we get one under contract. So I just want them to be mentally prepared that that's the type of market that we're in. But I tell them that because I don't want to offer asking price or above asking price if I can help it, right? I want them to have equity in the deal at closing, like from day one. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes that just takes a period of time and a period of patience to offer on multiple properties and then finally get one under contract. And a lot of times you'll catch a seller who just priced their property too aggressively, right? They were trying to set a new ceiling for the neighborhood in 2018 or whatever year. And it's like it's lingered on the market for a little while. And so you want to swoop in as a buyer, or as a buyer's agent, and find properties like that that have some meat on the bone. So we are offering on multiple deals before getting them under contract potentially. But I'm finding that that adds more value to my investor clients.
So what's the process that you go through on the MLS, right? Are you looking for expireds? Are you looking for active listings? And you're saying if it's in this neighborhood and it's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, what filters are you using to populate a list? And then off of this list, you're firing off the 15 to 20 offers in hopes to get a contract on one.
Sure. So it does start with the investor's farm area, right? Like, are they looking just for yield? Are they looking for appreciation potential and the path of progress? So you have to narrow down the zip codes and the search radius. And then kind of putting my property manager hat on, right? Like, we're managing properties in all the major metro counties in Atlanta. So I want to make sure that the investor is purchasing a property that actually will meet their rental market kind of criteria. I want to make sure that if it's being advertised that it rents for $900, that we can actually support that with the data that we have. So in terms of the actual searches, a lot of our investors are interested in that 1 to 4 unit space. So we'll mm-hmm. set up a single family search and we'll set up a small multifamily search. We try to keep the bedroom bathroom mix at a minimum 3, 1.5. And then we go from there.
I like the filters. I like how that's a very systematic approach to buying. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about ways to diversify your investment activity and how investors know when to buy and sell. That's what's coming up when we come back. Think Realty Nation, get in touch with Matt and his team at perimeterpropertyservices.com. Have questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. And remember, you can also text the word ASK to 96270. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. My guest is Matt Wood from PerimeterPropertyServices.com. Check him out there. Have questions for me, thinkrealtyradio.com, and anywhere online at Abhi Golhar. Feel free to ask a question, because I've made this radio show all about you, the listener, all about you, the new, the seasoned, the pro, the potential real estate investor out there. I know you have it in you. We just have to bring it out. All right, Matt, let's keep the conversation going. What are ways to diversify investment activity?
Sure. So from a strictly real estate perspective, right? Like once you have identified your price range, your funds available, and you know kind of what your price point is going to look like, there are a couple different strategies that you can take in terms of actually acquiring these assets. And I'm not necessarily going to go into note investing and distress kind of notes or tax liens. There are opportunities like that. I'm purely talking about buying a physical property. And if you are financially capable of buying potentially more than one property at a time, I would look at buying a single family and buying a multifamily. The unique thing right now with single families in certain areas of town is you can offer on a property with kind of two different exit strategies. So if you are offering on a property, let's say it's $125,000 in a pocket of town that's a good rental but also has good potential for flipping it, you can buy it and you can run comps as a rental and as a flip and then sort of decide even after closing which strategy you're going to take. What I like to do and what I've done kind of in my own portfolio when I flip properties is I'll buy a house for around $100,000. I put $50,000 into the house, so I'm all in for $150,000 with a goal of selling it for $200,000. So I'm not going to become a millionaire on that flip, but it's a healthy return. And if it does not sell at the price I want it to, then I'm all in for $150,000 and I've got a stable rental. And so I tell investors that all the time. That's a way that you can keep from getting overextended, but also go into a property with a couple of different exit strategies.
So exit strategies are really important, right? Why is it that this is something that we should take into consideration? Why exit strategies should be taken into consideration before we even buy an investment property?
Good question. A lot of it depends on the type of financing you pursue. If you are buying a home with hard money lending or with a hard money loan that potentially has a 6 to 12 month term or balloon or repayment structure, you've got to know what you're going to be doing within that 6 to 12 month time period. Are you going to be able to sell it? Are you going to be able to refinance it into another loan? Are you going to pull in private money to pay off that hard money loan? So that's a factor depending on the type of acquisition financing you use. If you're paying all cash or if you're using a conventional mortgage, you have a little bit more breathing room. But the exit strategies are really important because if you have to refinance down the road, there's interest rate risk if interest rates continue to rise. If you just totally change strategies or have a financial situation that changes, you want to know how liquid your asset might be, right? You want to know that that particular property is something that could be sold within a period of a few months or not. And I would always advise investors that are in the buy and hold space to make sure you're underwriting the deal in such a way that the cash flow, even if the rent takes a dip, that the cash flow still pays your mortgage or your debt service, so that way you can weather a downturn. Because we've been riding a nice bull market for several years now, and the markets are cyclical. There's going to be a downturn. We don't know how significant or when that's going to happen, but don't let yourself get overextended.
Great points. Two questions or two follow-up questions to that. Number one, what's an ideal interest rate that I should be looking for a single-family rental purchase?
Good question. The sweet spot is if you are able to house hack and purchase a property and live there as an owner-occupant, where you can secure owner-occupant financing with an interest rate that is at the market rate. So right now, I don't know if that's 4.5%, what that looks like exactly on a 30-year fixed mortgage. But if you can do that and live in the property for 6 months to a year and let that even, is what the banks will call it, and then you move on to your next property, you can keep that property that I'm referring to for the life of the loan, the 30 years at that owner-occupied financing. The advantage there is that as an investor, you're going to have to pay an interest rate premium, sometimes of 0.5 point or 1 point. So instead of 4.5%, you may be paying 5.5% to purchase an investment property. And that's just because the bank is going to say, look, if you have financial difficulties and you're having to pay, you know, one mortgage over the other, you're going to pay for your personal home rather than the investment property. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. Is there a specific price point that you won't go over, like your all-in price point, meaning acquisition plus closing costs plus any fix-up that I have to do to the property plus maybe a 10% contingency? Because if the market does adjust downward and corrects a little bit, I still want a margin of safety. And the most, say, liquid single-family rentals will be between $100,000 and $150,000 or $200,000 and $350,000 in all-in cost. Do you have any specific numbers on that end?
Great question. And I think this answer could be applied to any market in the U.S. I think if you're buying in an area that's really nice with really nice carry that market through a downturn, I think you just are going to be looking at some different numbers than if you are purely buying a rental property that you want to cash flow day in and day out. So in that second category, if you're buying that rental property that you want to cash flow, right now I like to try to beat the 1% rule. And when I say the 1% rule, I'm referring to the purchase price to rent amount ratio. So if you buy that hypothetical $100,000 property, 1% of that is $1,000. So you want a $100,000 property to rent for at least $1,000. And we're seeing those deals in Atlanta and around Atlanta. So my investors are looking for that property that costs $100,000, $125,000 and rents for at least that 1% mark. Yep. And it's allowing them the cash flow. And the tenant pays down the mortgage. And they build appreciation and equity. Or they build equity each month with the tenant payment. And they hopefully build some appreciation over time.
So I've heard a lot about the 1% rule. And maybe some of our audience is saying 1% rule. I've heard about the 2% rule. Right. So
yes.
Why is it that now we've to adjust downward from the 2% to 1%? Was the 2% rule ever a thing? Should it be a thing? Like, help
Great
me
question.
Clarify this.
In the downturn, the 2% rule was much more prevalent. That was a thing then. Currently, if you're buying a property that is hitting the 2% mark, you're doing fantastic. But most likely that property is going to be in perhaps an area that has not experienced a big upturn in the market. So it may be what would be considered like a D or lower class neighborhood. And that's the risk that you take to get that type of cash flow at a 2% deal. In this market, in this day and age, 1% is much more likely, but you're still purchasing an asset that is allowing you to build passive income. So I tell investors all the time that ask me, is the market too hot, right? Like, where are my 2% deals? And I say the 2% deals aren't out there. What we saw back in 2012, 2013, we may not see again for a long time, but that's not going to keep me on the sidelines. And I put my money where my mouth is, and I'm still buying properties myself. But I think you just have to accept the fact that in this market, the really nice areas are going to be below a 1% rule. Areas that are stable rental markets are going to be around 1%. If you're getting better than 1%, the area may, you know, not have quite appreciated and improved yet to some of the other areas.
Right. I would say if you're still looking for that 2% rule to be valid today, then I would say, A, wake up and smell the roses. Number two, you can't handle the truth. That's a movie reference.
exactly.
But Matt, listen, we have got to go to the power play, and it's been so much fun having you on the air. We
I
need to make this happen again. It was so much. We didn't even get to talk about Atlanta, which I wanted to. But we'll have to come back and have you back and talk about that. What's the best way that our listeners can get in touch with you?
PerimeterPropertyServices.com is the best way, Abby.
Awesome. Think Realty Nation, you heard it here. PerimeterPropertyServices.com. Get in touch with me at ThinkRealtyRadio.com. You can also text message the word ASK to 96270 and ask me your question. I'm here for you. And if I can't answer it, which is, you know, highly unlikely, but assuming that in the event that I can't answer your question, I promise I'll connect you with somebody that can. All right, next up, it's a radio you cannot miss. It's the Power Play with my good buddy, CEO of Own America, Greg Rand. And it's always fun connecting with him about topics and ideas and strategies you need to know to win the game of real estate investing. Stay tuned.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovcoDirect.com. That's RecovcoDirect.com/radio, the easy choice for real estate investors.
Today, out of 80 million boomers in the USA, 42 million are now involved in the day-to-day care of an elder parent. Where do you turn to help your aging parent? AnswersForElders.com. Like you, we understand that caring for an aging parent can be emotional, confusing, and financially challenging. AnswersForElders.com is an online resource designed to empower you with the knowledge, services, and expertise to help you navigate the care of your elder parents. Visit AnswersForElders.com today.
Join Think Realty Radio host Abhi Golhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Text RADIO to 96270 to register for this two-day power-packed event where you can make deals, network, and learn from local and nationwide real estate experts, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Text RADIO to 96270 to register now. Visit thinkrealty.com for details.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454. 888-741-8454.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Slam dunk, grand slam, victory lap. Get ready for the inside scoop in the real estate investing industry. You're tuned in to the Power Play with me, Abhi Golhar, and my buddy, Greg Rand. All right, Think Realty Nation, we are back. It's Abhi Golhar and my guest, partner in crime, co-host of the Power Play, Greg Rand. You ready to rock and roll, man?
What's up, Abhi?
Hey.
I am ready.
All right, let's do this. So, you know, it's interesting. I've been having some interesting conversations with folks about different markets across the country, and I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I'm kind of weird in that way. Like, I'll listen to podcasts, but I'll listen to them at, like, 2x speed. And some of the podcasts that I've come across have been talking about Montgomery, Alabama. And I remember I called you a couple of days ago, and you're like, hey, you know what? Let me do some research. Let me see. And we talk about this state of Atlanta being a little crowded and what's going on, and there's some cities across the U.S. that are kind of feeling the same way. And I thought, you know what? Let's talk about Montgomery, Alabama for a second, because maybe there's an opportunity there, maybe there's not, but I think it's worth exploring if other people are talking about it from a hey, what's going on here perspective.
Yeah, and it's funny you brought it up, because just a few months ago I was at a conference and they were talking about the top 10 states in America where single-family investing was growing the fastest. And Alabama was on the list, and Alabama never made it to any of those kinds of lists before. So that was the first time that I took sort of special notice of it. I mean, I'm aware of all the markets around the country. We do business in virtually all of them. And one of the underlying things that listeners need to understand is that we're talking about housing in America. And so there is usually something to like, you know, like these are cities that have population growth by definition. They're cities that are economically either in great shape and therefore it's a more stable investment, maybe not as high yielding, or they maybe have a little bit of a little rust on the fringes and there's upside. Right. And so Alabama is interesting. Montgomery being the capital of Alabama, you know what I'm going to say. I like red states and I like the blue cities in the red states. I like the capital, which means the government's going to be a big base of the employment base, but it's the state capital. That's the reason why. So it's not bloated government. Alabama does have a budget deficit. And so as I looked into it, I saw that it's attracting attention. It's attracting attention precisely because Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, and Texas have really been very, very popular investor markets now for years. And people are asking the obvious question of where's off the beaten track? Where can I go where it's not as crowded, where I can take a position, maybe be a bigger fish in a smaller pond? And here's what's happening in Alabama that gets me excited for the entire state and then therefore the state capital, and that is that it's the auto industry capital of the South.
Interesting.
Okay? Yep. 25 years ago, Mercedes-Benz put a factory there, and they have been operating in the market for all that period of time, and basically that was the anchor. Whenever you have a major manufacturing factory, that's your sun, and then you have your planets and your moon surrounding it. So the companies that make the components, the companies that make the parts for the cars, wind up locating near the factory because they have to have personnel and warehouses and manufacturing right there. So it creates this gravitational pull to the market, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this year, Toyota and Mazda announced a partnership to put a big factory. A factory in Huntsville, which is not Montgomery, but again, Montgomery is the capital, so anything that benefits the state benefits the capital.
That's right.
Huntsville, if you were thinking Alabama, I'd say think Huntsville too, okay? Because they're not going to open that factory for another 2 years, 2-3 years, but the capacity is going to be 30,000 units a year, which is a big factory. And so that means, like, already there's announcements of a German manufacturer putting $100 million, $115 million into a plant there that makes components. 300 jobs, another 130 jobs for a company that makes seats, another 100 jobs for a company that makes doors and door trim. So you got to think of a car is not just one thing, right? It's 1,000 different things. And I like we've talked about Detroit, right? Detroit, I like because auto is coming back. When auto comes back, they can't change their mind very easily, okay? They get locked in to long-term real estate leases and purchases, long-term employment agreements and employment contracts with unions, long-term tax benefit deals that don't pay off until years down the line with the state, local, federal government. And so that's a really, really big decision to see. And now that Huntsville has that big anchor, I don't even need to hear about another announcement. One big factory coming in is enough. It's enough because, like, the data shows that both of these cities have lower than average appreciation. Because you have lower than average appreciation, that means the house prices tend to be lower by definition, right? Mm-hmm. When the house prices are lower, guess what? Usually the yields are higher. So you're making more of a profit on a current basis based upon your rent, paying your expenses, and then keeping the profit. And when you can get a market that has 7, 8, 9% yield, that's a great return just on the rent. They've only had 2% appreciation, but I think because of the auto industry, that 2 could be 3 or 3.25. And that's all it takes, bro. That's a 50% increase in the appreciation rate year in and year out. And that means that you're going to get extra liftoff. Like we always talk about liftoff, right? Anything in the South that has inbound migration is going to have lift. You talk about an auto industry announcement and then the overall auto industry coming in. Now you've got double and triple lift, and that's what makes it really exciting for me.
So you mentioned Huntsville, right? And NASA's in Huntsville as well, if I'm not mistaken.
That's new to me, okay? So this is good.
I think NASA's in Huntsville. I'll double check. And then we also mentioned Montgomery, but you didn't say anything about Birmingham. Is there a reason for that?
I just didn't mention it. Birmingham is a major metro. It's probably I think it's the biggest city in the state of Alabama. Anything that I say that benefits, like I'll tell you what, I like somebody else just asking about Birmingham also, a new Wall Street based fund backed by foreign sovereign wealth. So a government's capital of a foreign country looking, and they were asking about Birmingham. So it's funny when these things start coming, like three different things come from different directions.
That's right.
I highlighted Huntsville because of the factory. To me, if I was going to pick anything in Alabama, I go straight to Huntsville because I know there's going to be, you know, another 4,000 jobs there. These are high-tech cars. It's cars being built in 2020, 2021, and beyond. And so we're talking about people that are skilled labor. They're going to be training a ton of people. They're going to be importing a ton of people.
Yeah.
And so I like that. Birmingham's good, too. Tuscaloosa is good. I mean, that's where the that's where Mercedes has a big anchor. And I like Tuscaloosa, and you know why, because I like Tuscaloosa for the same reason I like Walla Walla and Chattanooga, because they have these memorable names, and for some reason, and I can't think of why, but for some reason, those memorable names tend to actually correspond in a way that's probably totally disconnected. But those towns tend to do well, and I can't figure out why, but they do. So whenever I see two vowels together, like Tuscaloosa, that attracts my attention as well.
No, that's right. And Tuscaloosa, you also have the University of Alabama there. Which is right, Crimson Tide, Roll Tide, and so here's the other thing. You like wacky names. I was born in Kalamazoo, Michigan. How about
there
that?
There you go. See,
right? That's a total wacky name. But you have biomedical engineering's there. The Western Michigan University's there. Private colleges there. I mean, it's, I don't know, maybe we should do a little brainstorm and data finding fact on Kalamazoo. I think that'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, we'll do that next. We'll do that next. And I love this because what I want people to understand is there's an alternative way to get outsized returns in real estate investment. Everybody thinks that the way to get an outsized return is to flip, okay, to find a distressed situation, to find a junky house, fix it up efficiently, make a return because you flip it. Or even if you keep it, you made a return because you added value to it. They wind up trying to find people that are in dire straits that need to sell houses quickly. You wind up spending all your time trying to capitalize on somebody else's pain. I don't like that, okay? And I'm not saying it makes you a bad person, but you spend all your time in that situation. This is picking winners based upon the shifting plates of Earth, right? What are people doing? When a company decides to build a $300 million factory, there's a lot of reasons why they did that. You can piggyback on that research, and then you find kind of, I think Alabama in general, you could characterize as a diamond in the rough that now is getting shined up because of a major industry endorsement like that. You get in early. It's not like it might happen. The factory is happening, right? So this is what I look for. I look for places where I can buy, where it almost can't go wrong because the market is a real estate market with population growth, yield, and mild appreciation. But show me the places where the yield and the appreciation are going to bump higher. And I can turn two dials up, get extra volume because I've got a higher yield than I should have and higher appreciation that I should have based on historical numbers because I could read the tea leaves on what's happening with population going forward.
That's right. I'm excited to talk about this Kalamazoo thing. I think we wrapped up Montgomery very well. I'm really bullish, actually, on Alabama. Quite frankly, I might do a little video when I'm out there in the next month and a half or two, just exploring some options. And you and I can talk about that research, the boots on ground research, on another segment of the Power Play. So, Greg, that wraps up the Power Play. Certainly appreciate you jumping on.
Same here. Thanks.
Think Realty Nation, that's it. Get in touch with us. Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Ask us a question. Get your questions answered. That's why we are here, and that's why I know Greg lives. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
There's a time and a place for black and white, like when you're learning to play piano, or when you want a big two-toned cookie, or when shopping for a pet zebra. But if you want to attract customers, there's no room for black and white. So go to Staples. Staples specializes in bold, hard-to-miss color printing. And now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
Biz Talk Radio.